WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Rise Higher Daily, your daily dose of mindset magic, right here in your earbuds. I'm Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. We're talking about creating a positive and supportive environment, not just for the people around us, but also for ourselves. Ever feel like negativity is a constant buzzkill? You know that feeling when your energy is drained just by being around certain people or even places? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you we could write that script? What if we had the power to cultivate spaces both internal and external that actually uplift us? Now, this isn't about sugarcoating everything and pretending life is a constant sunshine parade. It's about recognizing that our mindset plays a huge role in shaping our experiences. And guess what? We have the power to choose how we respond to challenges, setbacks, even those grumpy Mondays. Creating a positive and supportive environment starts with us. It's like planting seeds of kindness, positivity, and encouragement that blossom into something truly amazing. Let's dive into five key takeaways that can help you cultivate this magic. First off, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big or small. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, a beautiful sunrise, a hilarious meme your friend shared, these little moments add up. Remember, when we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Number 2. Be mindful of your words. Think about the language you use both with yourself and others. Harsh self-criticism. That's a no-go zone. Instead, try replacing those negative thoughts with encouraging affirmations. And when interacting with others, aim for kindness, even in disagreement. A little empathy goes a long way. Third, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? It's true. The energy you absorb from the people around you is powerful stuff. Seek out individuals who uplift you, inspire you, and make you want to be a better version of yourself. Number 4. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Don't let those achievements go unnoticed. Acknowledge your successes, no matter how seemingly insignificant. Every step forward deserves a pat on the back. It reinforces positive momentum and keeps you motivated. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome too. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being both mental and physical. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself allows you to show up as your best self for everyone around you. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine walking into your workspace, not just any office, but your own personal oasis of productivity and positivity. The air is buzzing with energy, not anxiety. People greet each other with genuine smiles and encouraging words. Mistakes are seen as learning opportunities, not reasons to crumble. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can create this kind of environment. It starts with you. Think about your interactions today. Can you sprinkle in a little extra kindness, appreciation, or encouragement? Maybe you offer a genuine compliment to a colleague, listen attentively to someone who needs to vent, or simply say thank you with heartfelt sincerity. These small acts can ripple outward, creating a positive chain reaction. So, my friends, remember this. Cultivating a positive and supportive environment isn't just about changing the world, it's about changing your world. Start today, make it a conscious choice, and watch how it transforms everything around you. Now go out there, spread some positivity, and keep on rising higher. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of inspiration. And if you feel so inclined, leave a review, let us know what's resonating with you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.